yank somebody out of a car. People assaulting teachers. I remember when I was growing up, the teacher was God. God. You would no more take a swing at a teacher, they'd kill you back in those days. Of course, it was a tough school I went to. The library had a sign in it that said, shut the hell up. You didn't mess with them. Gym teachers, man, they were the disciplinarians. Boy, you got out of line, you'd hear them clomping down the hallway. Now they'd probably try to reason with them. Back then we understood fear. A ruler in the back of the head. That gets your attention, huh? What? Of course, I was always in trouble anyway. I remember we had this one thing where we were in Mrs. Felsky's class, and she said, now y'all have to draw something exciting up on the blackboard. And then tell us about it. So one little girl got up there and just drew this jagged streak across the blackboard and said, this is lightning. That's real exciting, because when we hear it, we all get all together in the living room away from the open windows, and we wait out the storm. Ain't nothing more exciting than the power of Mother Nature, lightning. Now, little buddy got up there and drew some big old circles and a little smokestack, said, that's a locomotive train. Woo-hoo. Nothing more exciting when that locomotive comes through the town. All the buildings shake, and we all gather around. Sometimes we'll put a quarter on the tracks and squish it down flat. Ain't nothing more exciting when the locomotive whistle blows. And she turned to me and said, Nino, why don't you draw something exciting up on the blackboard? I said, sure. I went up there and I just took the chalk and I just put a little dot on the board. She said, that's exciting. What's that? I said, well, that is a period. And my sister Nadine has missed two of them, and everybody in our family is pretty excited about it.
No more stinking Mondays. It's Studio Audience Monday. The Grease Man, DC 101.